Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. Oh, with his manna he does feed and supplies our every need. To always feed us up with Jesus all the time. Oh, come and dine, the master of all, and come and dine. May feast at Jesus' table all the time. Disciples came to land, thus obeying Christ's command, for the master called unto them, come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire, thus he satisfies the hungry every time. Take his bride to be ever at his side. All the host of heaven will assemble thee. Oh, it will be a glorious sight. All the saints in spotless white, and with Jesus they shall feast eternally.
Amen.
Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. It's the message of the hour, and it is our heart's desire just to hear the voice of God for our day. And no matter what they say, all we do is just display, just to hear the story of God for our day. Come and dine, my master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude,
let's clap it to him. Have you come to dine today?
Amen.
Amen. Let's hear a praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. Turn the water into wine, to the hungry call the name.
The fourth verse again.
It's the message of the hour, and it is our heart's desire just to hear the voice of God for our day. And no matter what they say, all we do is just press play, just to hear the word of God for our day. Oh, come and dine, the master calleth.
Message of the hour. We're just press play. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, come and dine, my master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine, to the hungry calleth now, come and dine.
Third verse.
Soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the host of heaven will assemble thee. Oh, it will be a glorious sight. All the saints in spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally.
Can't wait!
Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. You can hold the two, turn the water into wine, to the hungry calleth now.
Let's clap to him one more time. place you want to be, is there? Well, maybe one more. Maybe that'll happen. Maybe that'll happen. Well, okay.
Oh, come and dine, the master call of come and dine. You make feast at Jesus' table all the time. Well, he who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry call of now, come and dine. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's just give him a big clap off. Tell him you really love him. I love you, Lord. We're going to hear the voice of God tonight. You want to know what it's going to feel like to be in one of Brother Branham's meetings? You're going to feel it tonight.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you happy to be here?
Amen.
Are you thankful and proud to be a son and daughter of God?
Amen.
Amen. Truly, there is nobody that can be like us. Praise the name of the Lord. I'd like to welcome everybody in the name of the Lord Jesus. I think we got quite a few visitors here today. How many visitors do we have here with us? Raise your hand. God bless you. I was glad to see. I know Brother Amlong. I see him back here someplace. God bless you, Brother Amlong. It's nice to have you here with us. And our brother Dirksen, I think he's here too. God bless you. Two tape boys right there. Tape churches right there. They have to withstand the persecution no matter what they say. All we do is just press play. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'd like to welcome everybody on the hookup that's listening in tonight around the world. We'd like to tell you from the Branham Tabernacle, we love you and we're looking forward to spend eternity with you. Amen. You know, you might say out there is, I've never met you before, Brother Joseph. You never met me. How will you know me? I'll know you.
Amen.
You'll know me because we've already been together before.
Amen.
Before the foundation of the world, we're together. And we got the same Father. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you enjoying your walk on the road to Emmaus?
Amen.
Has your heart been burning with inside of you as he's been talking to us along the way? Are you ready to go for another walk tonight?
Amen.
Oh, he's going to tell us some more wonderful things to us. He's going to reveal his word, tell us exactly who it is. We are truly walking on the road to Emmaus with him because we're sitting together here in heavenly places. And he will be telling us things, vindicating once again exactly who he is and who we are.
Amen.
Revelation.
Amen.
There's nothing more important than that revelation.
Amen.
And no matter what, you get down, you fail, and everything else, God didn't give you a revelation to lose you. He gave you the revelation because you're a son or daughter of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. No way to express to you, Father, what's in our hearts, what that means to us. It's just a little expression when we're standing up and clapping and telling you. It's going to be nothing compared to that day, folks. Nothing. When we see him, we know that we've made it. It's going to be in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. He says one of them was shouting and the whole building shook. Oh, my. I'm going to have my voice join right in there, man. Praise the Lord. Our God's been revealing so much to us in these last few messages. We found out that the angels not only are around us all the time, but he says that they stake their tents around us. And he says they encamp around about us. And he says, so no matter if they do, then no matter where we go, what we do, where we are, we're surrounded by angels. Can you imagine how many angels are in this building right now? How many angels are in that home to these people? There you are, wherever in your home or wherever you are. How many angels? If each one of us got angels, I got them around me. You got them around you?
Amen.
Then this room is filled with angels. We are sitting together in heavenly places right now. Praise the name of the Lord. And we're getting ready to take a walk with our guide. Praise the name of the Lord. That really should encourage us to think of that. What do we have to fear? What do we have to worry about? We were talking back there. We make it complicated. It's not complicated. It's simple. It's really simple. We put the fear and everything in it. And how's this going to happen? How's this going to work out? And I don't know and all this. It's in God's hands. I'm a child of God. Nothing can happen to you. Nothing can. He's going to make it perfect.
Amen.
He's there. His angels are there. He's going to watch out after you. We watch out. We worry about our kids or our wives or our husbands and where they are, what they're doing, what's going on, and be safe. They're encamped around them. Angels.
Amen.
Nothing can happen to you unless God says so.
Amen.
Oh, man. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. How thankful we are to that. Would you like to hear something else that encouraged you today?
Amen.
All right. We're doing exactly the same thing what the angel of the Lord told Brother Branham to do in the vision beyond the curtain of time. He spoke to him beyond the curtain of time. And he said something to him in beyond the curtain of time. And we're doing it. We're doing it tonight. You know what that is? Just keep pressing. Just keep pressing. And that's what we're doing. We're just going to keep pressing. We're going to keep pressing. Up on it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. When that came on my heart, I had to go listen to it. I think it was the rejected king and where that angel, he said, just keep pressing, keep pressing. If you only knew what was at the end. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank the Lord, he always sends his bride a vindicated guide. In every age, he's done that. He sent a vindicated guide to each age. But you got to accept that guide. He's got it, but he said you have to accept that guide. No matter what you think or what your idea is or what your conception is, that we all have, like we said, we put our thoughts and conceptions or ideas into it. That's the problem that we have. That's the problem that's out there. You got to put your idea. He says, no matter how ridiculous it seems, like, you should just press play. Just do. You got to follow God. Stay with your guide. He said, that's the only way. God sent that guide to get you there. And as Brother Branham tells us tonight, you're going to get lost if you don't. So God's provided way was to send his guide. Who is that guide? It's not me, William Branham, that doeth the works. It's my Father that dwelleth in me.
Amen.
I can do nothing myself. Just what Jesus Christ said. It wasn't him. There's where the people get mixed up. They try to put all kinds of scarecrows out there. Oh, those bunch of people, they worship a man. They doing that. Nonsense. We know we don't do that. We worship that God in that man. But that was the God that God lived in. He's the one that guided the bride. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm so thankful for that guy. Just like it was in the days of Jesus, he did the same thing. And now after 2,000 years, the elected church, they're also looking for a Messiah, a guide. We are right now. He says the first time he come, that God, he says that he will have to do the exact same things he did when he came the first time. He says, what are, he says, God don't change. He's exactly the same. He'll have to do the same thing. He'll have to act the same way and do the very things that he did back then. Because he said the word can't change. Whatever it did then, it has to be now. It'll have to be the same in every detail except for the physical body. We've seen that. Praise the name of the Lord. He said in St. John, the 16th chapter, I'm going to send you a guide. We're going to hear all about that tonight. He says, it's my Holy Spirit. And he says, I'll make myself manifested in a man again. He said he'd do it again. How much has he told us? That Melchizedek, what he was, what he eat, and he came up and he did. That's what the bride recognizes, and that's what they see. Just like I did 2,000 years ago, because I have many things yet to say to you. Whatsoever he hears, shall he speak.
Amen.
The Godhead, serpent seed, the church ages.
Amen.
He had to have a vessel he had to speak through. Of course, the God is the Holy Spirit. He lives in us. He lives in me. He lives in you. But he sent a God that he had many things to tell us. And he would not speak of himself, but the Father speaks, gives it to him, just like he did with Jesus, to give to his bride. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, I'll show you things to come. The seven seals. The rapture. Beyond the curtain of time. Praise the Lord. And he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. That's a person.
Right.
He's telling that's a person. He'll show it unto you. I got many things. But he had to have a vessel to speak through to show it to you. And we will know him. How will we know him? We'll know our leader just the way he honk, honk. Honk, honk. Predestinated seed of God will come around him. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. He said, my sheep know my honk honk. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad that I know that honk. Are you glad to know that honk? Praise the Lord. You want to hear what's going to happen? Here it is. We'll hear him honk honk, honk honk. And every little predestinated seed will come to him. Honk, 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 honk. Such a jubilee we'll have right there in the middle of this church. Just turning over and over and over. And after a while, he feels it moving on him. He's got to leave. He'll set his little wings down and fly off. Get up in the air and turn around four or five times and go just straight to heaven as he can go. And every predestinated seed of God right behind him saying, honk, 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 honk. Hey. And be saying, holy, holy, holy unto the Lord.
Amen.
Holy, holy, holy unto the Lord.
Amen.
The message has been revealed to his bride.
Amen.
And the more that word, that guide goes into us, the more we become like him.
Amen.
That's what he was showing his bride. It's for you. It's for me. And that's our desire. That's what we're here tonight, to hear that guide tell us. It's for us. You have to recognize your God, and then he will lead you and guide you and show you the right way.
Amen.
He says that we'll be in, and I believe that we're in tonight. He says, in one heart, one mind, one accord, one Holy Spirit, we're on our way to heaven. And we're shouting victory, holy, holy, holy unto the Lord God. Truly, this is the message of the hour. We are the bride of the hour. We are that royal seed of Abraham. We are that predestinated one that was foretold before the beginning. In the very beginning from Genesis to Revelation, that God came to tell us who we are, to recognize. And we listen to that honk, honk. We know that leader just by his honk. When he speaks, we hear is the voice of God to the bride. How our hearts are going to burn within us once again tonight as he speaks, the guide, the Holy Spirit, through his seventh angel messenger to us tonight. What a privileged people. Let us never take it for granted that we can at any time, we can push a button and hear that voice. Lord, let this message never become common to me. You know, I see Brother Bill Simpson, Sister Sharon over here. I don't know if you've seen on Lifeline in our interview we did with them. So proud of you, Brother Bill, Sister Sharon. They stood for this message a long time ago. They stayed with that word. Kicked out of churches, couldn't have us here, couldn't do that. Stayed with the word. Something that I appreciate that his dad, Brother Branham, said to him right before he left in 1965. He called up Brother Simpson and was there to the house. He was kind of caretaking the yard there a little bit. I don't know if it was there, Bill, if it was down to the station or exactly at his house, but he told Brother Simpson, he said, I appreciate Brother Tom that you never let this message become common to you. Lord, I want that to be my testimony. Lord, never let me take it for granted, Lord. Let this message never become common. When I see your grace and your mercy to me, all the way down through my life, Lord, you've watched me, you've protected me, you kept me, and you give me the revelation of who you are in this end time. And when I recognize that, then I recognize who that way I am. You recognize who you are. I'm a child of God. And you out there listening in here, we're going to spend eternity together. And how close is it? Alaska's shaking. Oh, I said, praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're going to raise your head up again? It's coming. We don't know when. It's coming. It's coming in our lifetime. We believe it. Come, Lord, quickly, Lord Jesus. Let us bow our heads. Truly that we know our Lord, our Savior, our guide, our Holy Spirit is here with us tonight with all of his angels, and we're sitting together in heavenly places. Lord Jesus, anoint us tonight. Amen. Reveal to us your word like you've never revealed it to us. Let that word go so deep in our heart. Let us know we have nothing to fear. We have nothing to worry about. Our tests and trials, let us just hold on to your unchanging hand, Lord, knowing that your angels encamped, that they've put down their stakes and they're around us, Lord. We go through so many tests and trials, but you're always there with us, Lord. Aren't you grateful for that tonight? Something stir inside of your heart. Oh, Lord, we just love you. We're so happy. We're so thankful. We're so appreciative that we can be together and feel your presence. To be with brothers and sisters that love you. The bride. The bride. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Our God. For you are here.
For he is here. Hallelujah. He is here, oh. him, you will never be the same.
Father, we love you tonight with all of our heart. We thank you for your presence that's here with us right now. We know you're here. I was thinking about, Lord, when your prophet said, when the supernatural comes in, Lord, it's your thoughts, it's your presence, Lord, and this message of the hour is the thoughts of God expressed to us. Lord, we thank you for this word. We thank you, Lord, for the revelation. Lord, to be under the anointing of this message and this messenger, Lord, there's no other. Lord, it's a one-man message, Lord. Lord, as that prophet said, he says, he's over there. He says, we're resting on it. Every word that you said, we're resting on it. Thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing, all that you've done. We thank you, Lord. We commit all ourselves to you. We love you with all of our heart. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your grace to us. Just pull us now into your bosom now, Lord, and draw us closer to you. And we thank you, Lord, that we've recognized that Holy Spirit speaking in this generation. That we're, Lord, when we come into that presence, Lord, it's the thing, it's the only thing that heals us, that saves us, that delivers us, that encourages us, that gives us faith, Lord, that gives us everything that we have need of, Lord. Thank you so much for it, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for your people as we're gathered together now in one mind, in one accord, Lord. No other time could it be like this, but you're getting ready to call us home. You're getting ready to take us out of here. I was just thinking, Lord, how that Joshua, he called the people to a halt, Lord. And may we all come to a halt, Lord. And Lord, to check our lives, Lord, to be in this word, Lord, 100%, Lord. That we're in one unity with you, Lord, and with one another into this word. Grant it, Lord. Make it real to us. Bless and be with us now, Lord. And we love you with all of our heart. I can't imagine, Lord, just one more thing. I can't imagine about the trial and the testing that your bride goes through today and that the needs are upon the people's heart. Lord, I can't imagine what they are going through. But Lord, you know all about it. And I was so happy to hear Brother Joseph talk about those angels that are encamped about us and that we've got them, Lord. They're right here right now, Lord. Wherever we go, we have them, Lord. Thank you for that reassurance, Lord, today. And may you encourage your bride that's listening in wherever they are. Grant it to them, Lord. Lord, I was thinking also, Lord, just can't imagine what Brother Joseph goes through and the load that's upon his heart and his love for us, how, Lord, you placed him. And, Lord, we're so happy. But, Lord, he goes through a battle. And I just want to encourage him, Lord. He's encouraging us all the time. He's standing in the gap for us all the time. Lord, help us as a people, as a believers, Lord, that we want to stand for him too. Lord, we lift him up before you, Lord. Just bless him, Lord. Lord, I just want to add too is that Brother Billy Paul also, Lord, we thank you for him. Bless and be with him. The Branham family, just bless them, Lord. I don't know how to even say it, but Lord, just bless them and encourage them. We love you, Lord, with all our heart tonight. Now, Lord, as we focus in on you, Lord, we just want to bask in this presence. Lord, we just want to soak everything in and take it all in as we walk with you on the road to Emmaus. We love you, Lord. We're so happy to be your children. We don't We're not worthy, Lord. We don't deserve it, but thank you so much for the revelation. I love you, Lord. We commit it all to you now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
He is here.
This time we'll have a baby dedication. If you just bring your little one up at this time, we'll sing, bring them in. Amen. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring
Serena Joy.
Serena Joy. Come over, Serena. Yes. Little Serena Joy.
Hey. Hello there, pretty.
Praise the Lord. Let us bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, how great thou art, Lord. Father, the giver of good gifts, yes. Lord. Father, this little bundle of love, little Serena Joy that you've placed into this home, Lord Jesus. Father, how they love her, how they thank you for her, Lord. Father, how they come up here today, Lord, and they want the very best for her, Lord Jesus, yeah. And truly, that is you, Lord. Yeah. They want to give her back to you, Lord. Place her in a life of service, Lord, and into your hands, Lord. For they know as parents, they can't always be there, Lord. They can't always watch out after her. Yeah. But Lord, your angels are encamped around about her, Lord Jesus. And Father, we thank you for her little life, Lord Jesus. Yes. And we just pray, Lord, that you'll just bless and be with her. And truly, Lord, if there is a tomorrow, may this word burn inside of her, Lord.
Yes.
Lord. May the father and mother always place this word, this message before her, Lord. May you always be the welcome guest in their home, Lord Jesus. Yes. May your sweet Holy Spirit, that guide, Lord, rest and be with them, Lord.
Amen.
Father, now we take her and we place her into your hands for a life of service and dedication.
Yes.
We give her back to you, Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask it. Amen,
amen.
And amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, sweetie. The dog. Thank you. Bless you, buddy.
Excited to be here tonight. Great anticipation of what the Lord has in store for us. Just thankful for that revelation. Who the God is. Praise the name of the Lord. So I was praying with about the songs and different ones and listen to this message. And it is truly my heart's desire, precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on and let me stand. Amen. Let's sing that chorus. Oh, precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on and let me stand. I am tired. I am weak. I am worn. And through this storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord.
Our most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, as we humbly bow before you this evening, Lord, we just come to you, Lord, in that all-sufficient name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and just thanking you, Lord, praising you for another opportunity that you've given us, Lord, to come to this place of worship, Lord, just to gather together here with the saints of God, sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Lord, as the song says, come and dine, the Master calleth. Lord, we believe we've answered that call, and we've come tonight together on your table, Lord, to dine with you and to feast upon that spiritual food that you've provided for us in this day, Lord. So thankful for the privilege that you've given us to permit us to live in this day, Lord, the day that all the prophets of old desired to live in, Lord, this day when you so greatly manifested yourself before your people, Lord. So thankful, Lord, you permitted us to recognize this day, the message and the messenger for the day, Lord. And Lord, we're gathered here now to hear from that messenger, our guide, Lord. And Lord, as we sit under the sound of that voice and that word comes forth, Lord, we pray that you would anoint our hearts to receive that word and understand it, Lord, and may it be manifested in our lives, Lord. Pray for each one gathered here. May every need be met, Lord, according to your will. And Lord, as we come to the time to take up the tithes and offerings, we just ask your blessings upon them, Lord, as they're used for your honor and glory. We humbly ask it all and commit all things into your hands in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Precious Lord, lead me on and let me stand. I am tired, I'm weak, I am worn. And through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. And when the shadows appear and the night draweth near and the day is past and gone, guide my feet and hold my hand. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home.
Oh, be my God and be my friend. Give me strength, Lord, to overcome. I'll not go all alone, for by grace I'm thine own. Oh, take my hand, precious Lord. Oh, lead me on and let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. And through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. And what a fellowship, and what a joy divine I'm meeting on the everlasting arm. And what a blessedness, and what a peace is mine I'm meeting on the everlasting arm. I'm safe and secure from all alarm. Oh, I'm leaning, leaning on the everlasting arm. And oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arm. And oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting. We are leaning, oh yes, we're leaning. We're safe and secure from all alarm. We're leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arm. And what have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arm. Oh, I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arm. Oh, yes, we're leaning. Oh, yes, we're leaning. Safe and secure. Lord, in the way thou hast gone, leading straight to the land above. Well, giving cheer everywhere to the sad and the lone. Oh, fill my way every day with your love. song and a smile. Go my way every day with love. Keep me close to the side of my Savior and guide. Let me never in darkness roam. And keep my path free from wrath and my soul satisfied. Oh, fill my way every day with love. Oh, fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly dove. And let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with love. Soon this race will be o'er and I'll travel no more. But abide in my home above. Oh, let me sing, blessed King, all the way to the shore. Fill my way every day with your love. Oh, fill my way every day with love. Oh, as I walk with the heavenly dove. And let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day. Let's clap it to him. Close to the side of my Savior and guide. Let me never in darkness roam. Oh, keep my path free from wrath and my soul satisfied. Fill my way every day with love. Oh, fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly dove. And let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Fill my way. Time. Oh, fill my way. Well, as I walk with the heavenly dove, and let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with your love. Amen.
All of our prayers to have that perfect love in our lives every day. Just so thankful for that, God. Thankful that no matter how up or down you are, He's right there with you. He cares for you. Through sunshine or shadow, He always cares for you. Amen. Oh, He cared for you. Oh, He cared for you. And through sunshine or shadows, He cared for you. Oh, He cared for you. Oh, He cared for you. And through
Let's just hum it to him one more time. Aren't you thankful he cares for you? Through sunshine or shadow. Seated. Are you ready to take a walk with our guide?
Amen.
He said, let us sanctify ourselves. God's going to open up Jordan so that we can cross over like the children of Israel. But we must stay behind the guide because we're going where we've never been before. But if we stay behind the guide, we'll get there.
Amen.
What a privilege and honor it is to welcome back to this pulpit again to bring us the message, a guide, the guide, speaking through his messenger to the bride of Jesus Christ, God's prophet and messenger, Brother Branham. God bless you, Brother Branham.